Spoiler alert, at the end of this episode...
Nope. Don't tell me.
Let me guess.
Oh, I know that. Now, don't tell me.
Okay, you'll just have to listen to this exclusive episode from the Odyssey Adventure Club.
And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
This is the official journal of Jonathan Avery Whittaker. Age 10. My stepmom says that I have a great imagination.
John Avery, come down from that roof. Papier-mâché wings will not make you fly.
My dad says I'm clever and resourceful.
Does anyone know why our chickens are bald?
I'm really a lot like my grandpa, Jackson. He worked in a mine near our hometown in Kinglassie, Scotland, and came up with ways to make the mine safer.
Aye, we can dig deeper. F, we built parallel shafts and used braces. Here and here.
He was really smart.
Everyone else, run!
Of course, not every idea worked. But he told me that you don't come up with really good ideas without having a few bad ones, too.
Perseverance, my boy. That's the key.
Grandpa taught me never to give up. Thomas Edison, the inventor of the light bulb, said,
"Just because something doesn't do what you planned it to do doesn't mean it's useless."
I figure you just gotta find out how you can use the things you failed at. My stepmother Fiona gave me this journal for Christmas and said that I should
write down all your ideas in it, all your inspirations, your important memories, and write all the things God is teaching you, or trying to teach you.
What if God doesn't teach me anything?
Oh, he will, child. Of course the learning is up to you.
So I'll take all my failures and any good ideas I can muster and put them in this book. January 1st. I suppose because it's a new year today, I've been thinking a lot about the past. Funny how that works. Anyway, it's been 2 years since we moved to America from our little village in Scotland. I can still imagine the cobblestone streets of Kinglassie and Mr. McDonald's dappled gray horse pulling his dairy cart from home to home, clacking the whole way. I remember the cream that rose to the top of the milk bottles and the smell of the fog rising off the glen and the sounds of my dog, McDuff, barking. And my mother, Janeth, laughing.
Oh, John Avery, you always keep me laughing.
I like hearing you laugh, Mama.
And I like hearing you laugh, too.
I don't remember an awful lot about my mother. She died when I was 5. Grandpa Jackson got sick with the smallpox, and so Mama took care of him.
You shouldn't be here, Janeth.
Oh, shouldn't I?
I don't want you getting sick. You have your family to think of.
I see. And what are you then?
An old duffer who's lived a long life and is ready to meet his maker.
Old indeed. You're the youngest old man I've ever known.
God knows best. And he told me that you should not
don't
be...
Don't start with what God told you, Da. You need to spend less time arguing with me and more time getting well.
Oh, dear.
Dad says that Grandpa probably did hear from God because my mom did get the smallpox. And unlike Grandpa, she didn't live through it.
Oh. Harold?
I'm here, darling.
It's too somber in this house. John Avery needs to hear laughter.
He will.
You need to give it to him.
I will. I promise.
After Mama died, Dad hired a nanny to take care of me. Her name was Fiona Donnerall. A year later, she became my stepmother. Her first husband left her a long time ago. My sister Charlotte is her daughter. Fiona's fun and adventurous, just like me. I didn't like her much at first, though. I thought she was trying to take my mom's place, and nobody could do that. Nobody could make me laugh like Mama. Fiona tried, though.
Oh, Harold, you can cut a rug, as they say.
It's in the blood, my dear. My mom won every Highland dance competition she ever entered. And as they say, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Whoa! All right. It might have fallen a foot or two from the tree.
Come along, John Avery. Dance with us. Show your father how it's done.
Yeah, come on. I need a partner.
No, thanks.
Oh, no, you don't. On your gams. Come on, lad.
I don't know how to dance.
Aye, but failing at least means you're playing. So up you go.
All right.
Hand here, and here. Now, watch what I do, then do the same thing. Okay?
You mean that I should ape you?
Ape is such a vulgar word. I prefer to call it imitate. Watching others is a good way to learn almost anything.
So long as you're learning from the right person.
Yes, John, so don't let your father teach you how to dance.
Oh, aren't you the sharp wit? You get that from me.
I figured out eventually that Fiona was actually really nice. She liked riding horses with me. And she could make me laugh. Not like Mama, but different. But it seemed like as soon as one thing started getting better, another got worse. First, Grandpa Jackson passed away. That was awful. Then a few months later, Dad told us more shocking news.
I've been offered a position as professor of theology at Duke University.
Where's that?
It's in America, close to where I grew up, a city called Durham, North Carolina.
You mean we're moving?
Yes, son.
But I don't want to move to America. I like it here in Scotland. This is home.
There's a small town a short commute away called Providence. It's a bit like King Lassie. It's pretty and the people there are nice, Charlotte.
Everything's changing.
There are too many sad memories for your father here, John Avery. He needs what we all need, a fresh start.
You know, sometimes the best way to grow is by cutting things away. Sort of like when we prune back these rose bushes every spring. If we didn't, they wouldn't bear as many blooms. But when we prune them, we get even more roses, don't we? And bigger blooms. I think the same thing will happen for us in America. If we prune back the sad bits here, the Lord will grow new beginnings for us there. And we'll be stronger for it. Do you understand?
Kind of, but I'm still not happy about it.
Well, I'm not asking you to be happy, son. I'm asking you to trust me.
Dad went over first to find a home. He bought a really nice place and got it all ready for us. A month later, he came back and got us, and we all traveled over on a big ocean liner to our new home.
You don't suppose we'll crash, do you?
We might. There's all kinds of things a ship could hit in a storm like this. And if we do go down, there's sharks and whales and sea monsters just swimming around, waiting for fresh meat. I hear they look for girls first.
John?
Sir?
Behave yourself. We're all perfectly safe, Charlotte. There's nothing to worry about.
That's what the people on the Titanic said right before...
John!
Yes, sir.
Obviously, we did make it to America. That was a couple years ago. And Dad was right about moving here. I do miss Scotland, but the United States is a great place to live. One more thing. My grandpa always told me, you learn more when you keep your eyes open and your mouth closed. But I'm a kid. I usually learn the hard way. Today's hard way lessons are, I discovered that a dance can make you laugh again. Cutting things away can help you grow. And imitating the right people can teach you how to live right. January 4th. My dad reads a section in the Bible to us every night. I thought the verse he read tonight was neat because it was about imitating. It was 1 Corinthians 11:1. Imitate me as I imitate Christ, Dad said.
The Apostle Paul spent his whole life trying to imitate Jesus, and so he encouraged others to imitate him because he imitated Christ.
But we can't rightly imitate another person unless we know them, the things they do and the way they live.
Right. And that's why we want to give you both these.
Books?
Charlotte, your book is your grandmother Phyllis's diary.
And yours, John, is your Grandpa Jackson's journal. They were both very godly people.
There's a lot you can learn from what they wrote in those books. You remember, John Avery, when your father told you that cutting roses back helps them grow?
Yeah.
Well, gardeners also cut twigs off of plants to breed new plants. Those offshoots are called clones. And that's what you should strive to be. Offshoots or clones, remade into the godly image of your grandparents and parents.
And step-parents.
And step-parents. Anyone whose life is given over to God and who's growing to be more like Him.
Maybe someone can learn from my journal someday.
I believe they will, son.
February 14th. A weird thing happened at school today. There I was, sitting at my desk, minding my own business, when out of nowhere, Cupid shot an arrow at me. I've been struck by love bug.
I never miss.
John, are you okay? John!
Huh? What's wrong with you? I've been shot with the arrow of infatuation.
What?
That new girl, Lisa. She's smart, and she even looks interesting.
You've got a crush. That's so cute.
She's the bee's knees.
Oh, brother.
I went to Dad for advice. A little man-to-man talk. I figured he must know a lot about girls, having married two of them already.
Well, it's all a part of growing up, John. As you get older, girls that you couldn't stand being around before become, well...
Interesting. Yeah. But how does that happen? One day she's got cooties, and the next she makes me forget to breathe.
I have no idea how it happens, but it happens to just about everybody. Someday you'll get married and have kids and be talking to your son about these things yourself.
Now you're getting carried away, Dad.
Trust me. You know, when I was about your age, I wrote out a list of all the things I would look for in the girl I was going to marry. Maybe you should do that.
I bet I know your list.
Oh? How would you know that?
Well, you married Mom, so your list was probably about things like how good she could bake potato bread, or whether she could tell when a joke was really a joke, or how her hugs make you know everything is okay. Stuff like that.
Mom was good at those, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She was also a strong Christian, which was important to me, and she lived by her convictions. Oh, and one other thing. She was interesting.
Yeah. The next day at school, I sat next to Lisa during lunch. She actually talked to me.
You're really smart, John. I think that's important.
Do you?
Yes, and the other kids like you, too.
Do they?
Yes, you're very popular. That's important, too.
Yeah. I mean, it is? Why?
Well, surely you care what people think of you.
Well, I hope people like me and all, but to be honest, it's not as big a deal as what God thinks of me.
Oh, I don't believe in God.
You don't?
No.
I dropped her like a hot potato. I mean, I prayed for her and talked to her about God whenever I could, but from that moment on, I knew that Lisa was not the girl for me. Here's the hard way lesson I learned today. When you're looking for a girl, find one like your mom. May 14th. I made a new friend at school today. His name is Jack Allen. He's not a Christian, yet. And he's pretty quiet. The class bully, Laszlo Farnsworth, says he's as dull as dishwater. He calls him...
Dishy-washy.
Sticks and stones may...
Break your bones? Yeah. And I like that idea.
Leave the kid alone, Laszlo.
What? Oh, it's you. Mind your own business, Whitaker.
I am.
You think this little wallflower is your business?
I think people should treat others the way they want to be treated.
Well, that's dumb. You sound just like a grown-up.
It's in the Bible. Haven't you ever heard of the golden rule?
You look like the kind of kid who would do what the Bible says.
Thanks.
I'll tell you what you should do now. Fall down.
What?
Ugh. Oh! You fall down pretty good. What a dim wit. Hey, that's a great name for you. Dim Whitaker.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Am I bleeding?
Only under the skin. You're gonna have a shiner. Why did you do that?
Get hit? I didn't do it. I just didn't duck in time.
No, I mean, why did you stick up for me? You don't even know me.
I'm John Whitaker.
I'm Jack Allen.
Well, now we know each other.
Yeah.
You want to go fishing after school?
I have chores, but I could on Sunday.
That's church day. Do you go?
No one ever asked me.
Well then, do you want to come with me? It should be really good. This week is Pentecost Sunday. In Scotland, we call it Whit Sunday.
That's it. That should be your nickname.
Whit Sunday?
No, just Whit.
I don't know if I...
Come on. You're witty and religious, and your last name is Whitaker. It's perfect. Whit. Can I call you that?
I suppose. It's better than Dimwit. By the time school was out that day, everyone was calling me Wit. I'm not crazy about it, but I didn't want to hurt Jack's feelings. June 3rd. School is out for the summer, which is great on one hand. It means water balloons, lemonade stands, baseball games, inner tubing down the river, and fishing with Dad, which is my favorite.
Dad, what do you like best about fishing?
Well, spending time with you first. And I love the quiet.
Yeah. I like that we can sit for a long time and not say anything, and it's not weird.
Well, that shows that we're comfortable together. We don't always have to fill the gaps of conversation with meaningless talking.
Yeah.
And it's so peaceful. Away from the noise and business of life, a man can think.
Yeah, we can. What do you think about?
Oh, lots of different things. Sometimes I pray. Other times I think about the Bible passage I read that morning. Other times, about how I can be a better person.
You? You're a great person.
Well, I'm glad you think so. But everyone can be a better person. We never stop growing, John. There's always something new we can learn.
Not you. You're a teacher.
Well, a teacher is really a professional learner who inspires others to follow his example. The best teachers are the ones humble enough to realize how little they really do know and wise enough to want to learn more. Like the Bible says, with humility comes wisdom. How about you? What do you like best?
The same things as you, I guess. And catching fish!
Oh, you got one! Oh, he's a big one. All right, come on, keep his head up, son. There you go.
Seems like I'm always learning something from my dad, even when I don't realize it. Today I learned that you can catch a lot more than fish when you're fishing with your dad. October 1st. Today is my 11th birthday. Since I'm getting old so fast, I decided that I'd better put together a list of all the things I want to do in my life. I mean, it was only yesterday that I was 10. So, thing number one. I want to teach like my dad.
Today's lecture is on the distinction between infralapsarianism and superlapsarianism in regards to the logical order of God's eternal decrees, not the timing of election.
Maybe I'll teach something other than the Bible. Science, or maybe English, which leads me to thing number two I'd like to do in my life. I want to write stuff. I'd like to write for a magazine like National Geographic, because they go to neat places around the world and tell great stories about different cultures.
And if you look up at that animal about to pounce on you from the tree just over your head, you will see India's national treasure, the Bengal tiger. Boy, he's a big one. I'd say he's almost 700 pounds. He could eat 60 pounds in one night. How much do you weigh?
It'd also be neat to invent things that could teach you in interesting ways. Maybe that's thing number three that I want to do in my life. My dad read from 2 Corinthians in the Bible tonight. One verse was about how Christians reflect God's glory, like living mirrors. So maybe I could invent a mirror that when you look into it, it shows you how you are like Jesus. Mirror, what do you see?
You are being changed into a more beautiful image of Christ through your love for others and in your sacrificial giving.
And that's the most important thing. I want people to know I'm a Christian. December 1st. Dad is doing Advent devotions with us each night after dinner. I wish I was as wise as my dad. He always knows how to explain things in ways I can understand them. But he told me,
"You can be wise, John. The Bible says that wisdom calls to us, and that God gives it generously to anyone who searches for it."
Wisdom calls out to us, eh?
Hey, you, boy.
Yeah?
Who are you?
I'm Wit.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm Wisdom. Hey, we make a good pair. Wit and Wisdom, don't you think?
Yeah. Where are you? I can hear you, but can't see you.
Ah, that's because you have to look for me. If you think it's gonna be easy finding me, oh, you got another thing coming.
You're behind the rock.
Ooh, aren't you Mr. Smarty Pants? Not bad for a kid. I like you. Okay, you found me. Now what?
Well, I want what you have. If you please, sir.
And what'll you give for me?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean? You think wisdom comes cheap? Do I look like a fortune cookie? You think I'm a prize in a crackerjack box?
No.
Then I repeat, what are you willing to give for me?
I have a quarter.
Ah, a quarter? 2 bits? You think I'm only worth a shave and a haircut? Oh, that hurts, kid. You might as well pull my nose hairs out and give me a paper cut on my tongue. A quarter. I mean, really. Don't you get it? I'm worth everything you got.
But a quarter is everything I've got.
Oh. Well, then, for you, 25 cents. Sold.
Thank you.
But you also need to have the fear of the Lord.
Oh, I do. My folks taught me that.
Well, then you're a step ahead of a lot of people, Bubba. Here. Big fat chunk of me. Use this wisdom for a while, and then come on back for more any time. I'll be in that street yonder spouting nifty words like shalt and wilt and dust and oi.
Thanks. Bye.
Mazel tov. Bye-bye. Ah, such a good kid. Such a smart kid. Reminds me a little of me.
Today's hard way lesson. Proverbs 2. My son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Dear Journal, it's Christmas Eve. We went to church and they lit the whole place with nothing but candles. Afterwards, when we walked outside, Fiona said we should go caroling, and we all liked that idea, so we went from home to home singing carols and drinking hot chocolate at almost every place we went. Our last stop was Jack Allen's home. He and his mom listened from their front porch. Jack's mom was nice. Even though we were bad singers, she said,
"That was lovely. Thank you all so much.
We're the Whittakers. I'm Fiona, and this is my husband, Harold, our daughter, Charlotte, and our son, John."
"Yes, my son, Jack, here told me that he and John are good friends."
"Is your husband unwell?"
"No. Melvin's, out. I wish I could offer you something, but he lost his job last month. Things are tight."
"I'm sorry. How can we help?"
"No need."
"Nonsense. It's Christmas. After everything God gave us, the least we can do is help one another. We'll bring a basket by later. Will you be in?"
"That's very kind. Thank you. Yes."
"We'll be back in a bit. Come along, Whittakers."
"Thank you. Merry Christmas."
Merry Christmas!
Wait up.
Wit?
That's what everyone at school calls me.
Ah, that's a good nickname.
Hey. I'll catch up with you guys in a minute.
All right. Let's swing by the Farnsworths on the way home. They could use a carol or two.
Yes, they could. Good one. I'll make them a basket.
Thanks for coming by.
"Sure, it was on the way."
"You won't tell anyone, will you?"
"Tell them what?"
"About my dad."
"What do you mean?"
"Oh, I thought, well..."
"Is your dad okay, Jack?"
"He drinks. A lot. That's where he is tonight. You won't tell anyone, will you?"
"Of course not. I'm your friend."
Dad says there's a friend who sticks closer than a brother. I'd like to be that kind of friend, but I don't really know how to do it. Like my Grandpa Jackson used to say,
"We cannot be holy through what we know. We can only be holy when the Holy God dwells inside us and changes us to be like Him."
Christmas Day, Fiona made her holiday cranberry punch, and we all toasted Jesus' birth. Then we opened our presents. Fiona got me another journal for next year. That gave me an idea.
"Mom, I thought you said we didn't have any money for presents this year."
"It's not from me, son. It was on the front porch this morning."
"I wonder who it's from then."
"Well, open it and find out, child."
"Yes, ma'am." "There's a note. Jack, this is a journal. I did one this year, and it really helped me see how God is working in my life. I know you don't believe in God yet, but maybe keeping this journal will help you see how He's working in your life, too. Write down your ideas and inspirations in it, and you can write about me, too, if you want. I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas. Wit."
I've learned a lot this year. But the thing I've learned the most is how important it is to become more and more like Jesus every day.
I figure that if I just act like he acted, and like those I know who love him act, everything else in life will pretty much take care of itself. In this coming year, I hope Jack figures that out too.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the Apostle Paul says to imitate me as I imitate and follow Christ. As a young boy, Whit learned a lot about what it means to imitate others in order to become more like Jesus. Fortunately for us, he wrote those things down in his journal so we can learn from him too. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Journal of John Avery Whittaker, an Odyssey Adventure Club exclusive, was written by Dave Arnold and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Nathan Jones and music by John Campbell. Our cast included Aiden Schwartz, Ben Baudet, Garrett McQuaid, Ali Urrutia, Elle Newlands, Richard Tatum, Paul Gregory, Jennifer Taylor Lawrence, Heather Simpson, and Stuart Allen. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.